Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. Then I give you my honest first impression based on my 15 years of podcasting experience. And he is back. That's right. Thomas Umstead Jr., back in 2017, brought on the Novel Marketing Podcast. And he's climbing back on the horse here. If you missed that episode, Novel Marketing, here's their description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts. It says, Author Media presents Novel Marketing, the longest running book marketing podcast in the world. This is a show for writers who want to build their platform, sell more books, and change the world with writing worth talking about. Whether you self-publish or are with a traditional house, the podcast will make book promotion fun and easy. Thomas Umstead Jr. interviews publishers, indie authors, and best-selling traditional authors and how to get published and sell more books. So I can definitely say that your description is much better. I know what you talk about, and I know who it's for. And we're going to listen to an episode right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this.
Book launches are one of the most important and least understood stages in the author journey. Many authors think that if they write a masterpiece, readers will demand to read a copy. But the same day you launch your book, at least 1,000 other books are released as well. And if you're not careful, you will get lost in the noise. Many authors learn the lessons of book launching during the painful aftermath of a failed book launch. And what makes it worse is that you only get one chance to launch your book, unless you're willing to revise or rewrite and re-release your book. In this episode, we're going to talk about four painful lessons many authors learn the hard way, and more importantly, how you can avoid that pain yourself. I'm nice. Thomas Umstead, CEO of Author Media, and this is Novel Marketing, the longest running book marketing podcast in the world. This is the show for writers who want to build their platform, sell more books, and change the world with writing worth talking about. And let's just jump right into it. The first lesson that authors learn the hard way is that good launches take time to prepare. The key to success in book launching is preparation ahead of time. It takes time to build that email newsletter. It takes time to build the following, the email subscribers. It takes time to set up media interviews. It takes time to put a launch team together. Everything takes time. And remember, the goal of the book launch is for it to all happen during the same first 2 weeks so that you have a good chance to hit a bestseller list. Because once you get that bestseller badge, once you get featured in that newspaper as being a bestselling book, you are a bestselling author and the path forward is so much easier. But if you want everything to happen all at once, you have to spend the time ahead of time making sure that happens. It doesn't just happen on its own. And I will say this is a particular trap for indie authors. The biggest killer of an indie book launch is launching too quickly. The indie author is so excited to have her book ready to sell that the day it's ready to go live, the day it's done being typeset and proofread, that's the day it launches. And this is a huge mistake. You need to set aside time to send out review copies. You need to set aside time to get people excited, to build that anticipation so that you're not lost in the noise of the other 1,000 books that are launching your same day. And if you can have the patience to let that anticipation build, to let readers get excited, you will sell a lot more copies, and you'll sell especially a lot more copies during those first critical 2 weeks.
Okay, a couple of things. Number one, the horse whinny, if you're new to the show, means I liked it. I love the fact that you started off with a cool stat. 1,000 other podcasts at least are being launched the same day you do. I like the intro. I kind of like the cool jazz vibe that's going on. And you kind of come on. And the thing I really liked about it is you were just talking to me. You're just like, hey, you know what? Yada, yada, yada. 1,000 books. And here's how I'm going to help. And then you said in this episode, there's four lessons. So what I liked about that is we listened to basically lesson number one, and I'm already 25% way through, and you got right to the content. I mean, you were to the meat and potatoes within like a minute and a half, which was great. And so in your audio sounds great. Your pacing is great. Really, I couldn't find anything really wrong with this podcast at this point. I think you said you're the CEO or the founder or whatever it was. So there's your street cred. You're the longest running book marketing show. There's some more street cred. So that answers the question, why should I listen to you? And you got right to really good content and you sucked me in. So I thought this was a great show. Got in terms, remember what this show is, the first impression. And this really applies to me right now because I have a book coming out in theory in July with a publisher. And when I hit stop, there was a part of me that said, wait, I want to hear more. So it always depends on who your target audience is and things like that. And right now I am the target audience for this particular podcast. Again, Novel Marketing, you can find it at novelmarketing.com by Thomas Umstadt Jr. Thomas, thanks for submitting your show. If you would like to have your show right here in front of my audience, all you got to do, go to podcastrodeoshow.com. It's only $5. $5. So many people think you're paying $5 to get me to go write a review in Apple iTunes. And I guess I could do that because I like this show. But that's not it. This is not a weird review swap thing. It's me listening to your show, saying whether or not I like it, and if there's anything I would fix about it, what it would be. And if you want a full review of your show, then go over to podcastreviewshow.com. It's a show I do with 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. Brand new episode out yesterday. If you want to check that out, again, podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you're staying safe. Practice social distancing, washing your hands, all that stuff. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.